بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Last time we have discussed the aspect of believing in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from all that up, the belief in the book of Allah azza wa jal means to believe that Allah revealed scriptures to previous messengers. We believe those scriptures, they were perfect as far as the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal. But as far as humans were able to keep those books free from tampering and free from interpolation was not successful. So those previous books were subjected to tampering and change and delete and interpolation. And the final book that Allah revealed to humanity was Al-Quran, which was revealed upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah who took the promise upon himself to protect that final book of guidance. Because it is the final book of guidance and it is a domineering book over all previous books. And tonight, inshaAllah, we move on to believing in al-Rusul, believing in the messengers that were sent by Allah to humanity. The first aspect of our belief that all of them are men. Allah did not send any messenger that was a woman. Because the difficulty of filling the role of the messengerhood, something that Allah knew who He created, and Allah knew that the woman is not created to be able to fulfill this task. So all the messengers that were sent to humanity were men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. We only sent messengers, the messengers that we have sent before you, they were men that received the revelation. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the same thing, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We have sent before you only men, and we have given them the revelation. So ask the people of remembrance if you do not know. So this ayah came to prove the nature of the messengers that came before Prophet Muhammad. And the proof of that by asking the people of knowledge. So if the people of knowledge were referred to ask about the previous messengers, and it's a very important issue that means we refer to the book, to the people of knowledge, to ask them about things that we do not know in the religion. The second issue of believing in the messengers, that all of them were human. All of them are human. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 9 and 10, the following. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهُ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيهِمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَقَالُوا إنا كفرنا بما أرسلتم به وإنا لفي شك مما تدعونا إليه مريب. قالت رسلهم أفي الله شك باطل السماوات والأرض يدعوكم ليغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى. قالوا إن أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا.
In this ayah, can you turn the volume a little bit down for me?
In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did you receive the news about the people before you, about the people of Nuh, and the people of Ad, and the people of Thamud, and those who after them, that only Allah knew about them. Those communities, they received the messengers, and those messengers came with a clear sign. However, the people in that community put their hands in their mouths, and they say, we're not going to believe in whatever you were sent with. Verily, we are in a great doubt in the nature of your call. Their messenger said, are you having doubt in the one who created heaven and earth? The one who created heaven and earth is calling you to forgive your sins and to delay you until predetermined time comes. The people in that community said, verily, you are only human like us. So they denied the call of the messenger on the account that they were human. From that we get the benefit that the messengers that were sent to humanity, they were human. Allah did not send angels to humanity as messengers of Him. Allah sent down angels to bring the revelation to the messengers. But the angels themselves, they were not the messengers to humanity. But those disbelievers, they denied the call of the messenger and they said, you are only human like us. Similar to that, when we come to our community and we give them some teaching about the Quran and the Sunnah, and we tell them, this is what you have to do, this is the teaching of Islam. He said, we know you. You are just like us. What you're talking about? So all the things that the disbeliever used, and that what made them disbelievers, those people who do not conform to the Quran and the Sunnah, they use the same excuses, but in less intensity. Therefore, they are disobedient, but they are not disbelievers. Also, those messengers that were sent to humanity, some of them, after we know them by name, and some of them we do not know them by name. We know by name Nuh, Abraham, Ibrahim, Jonah, Yunus, Idris, David, Dawood, Sulaiman, Solomon, Musa, Moses, Yusha, Harun, Isa, Maryam, Jesus, son of Mary. We know all of those messengers by name because Allah told us about them in the book. We know about Salih, we know about Shu'aib. But also, Allah did not tell us about all the messengers that were sent to humanity. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْهِ. We have sent messengers before you. Some we have told you about, and some we have not told you about. So we believe and then all the messengers that we have sent, Allah has sent. Those that we know them by name, and those that we do not know them by name. The fourth issue that we believe, all of those messengers, they conveyed a clear message. There was no ambiguity in their delivery. There was no misunderstanding in their approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Nahl, فَهَلْ عَلَى الرُّسُلِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. The Rusul, the messenger, they have the duty to give you the clear communication. So there was no misunderstanding between the community of the messenger and what the messenger relayed to them. It was clear for the evidence to be established. There was no misunderstanding in the delivery of the message of Jesus, son of Mary. He never confused the people. He told some, I am the son of God, and I am And he told some, I am God incarnate, and he told some, I am this and that. He was clear. He said he was a messenger and he was a human. And he called the Israel, the people of Israel, the children of Israel, he called them to believe in Allah, in one Lord, that was his Lord and their Lord. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he conveyed his message to us with clarity. There is no ambiguity, but the ambiguity that we believe, that we see and we experience is due to our own ignorance, our own lack of knowledge. Thus we do not see things in a clear light. When our knowledge is like Swiss cheese, you know, it has holes in it. When our knowledge has holes in it, we do not see clear. That does not mean the message is, has holes in it. The holes are in your head. The message in itself is solid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he delivered for us a clear message. So nobody now comes say, what if the Prophet did do that, and what if he did not do that, what if he forgot? We say, this what if you go and take it, put it very far away from your mind. Because we cannot live our life based on assumptions. And those assumptions is the product of sick minds. But we live our life based on the clear evidence of the Book of Allah, where he said, the messenger gave you clear communication, clear message. And the message of Al-Islam is clear, loud, and easy. Whether we are dealing with it as far as the code of laws in Al-Islam or as far as the creed in Al-Islam. And those messengers that came with a clear message, all of them called the people to Tawheed. Tawheed means oneness of Allah, oneness of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in the ayah, in the first chapter in the book of Tawheed, what is it, Malik? In the ayah in the book of Tawheed, the first chapter. Then what after that? وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. We have sent in every community a messenger for you to worship Allah and to avoid worshipping الطَّاغُوتَ, the false god. Not necessarily idols. False god. A person must worship another person and take them as a deity of worship. So all of the messengers came to establish Tawheed. None of them came, Akhi Oscar, to call the people and say, listen, there is a tree over there, we have to go and worship it today and urinate next to it tomorrow. No messenger came to tell humanity we have to worship a cow, as those people do in India. Or we're going to worship a monkey. All of them came to ask humanity to worship one God. No messenger came and asked humanity to worship the angels, to worship Jibreel, Gabriel, or Mikael, Michael. Similarly, no messengers came and he said to his community, worship me. Because the only deity worthy of worship is the Creator. So all those messengers, they came to humanity to call humanity to worship one God. As it was said in Surah Al-A'raf, all the messengers said to their community, أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرٌ. Worship Allah, that you have no other God. Worship the one who created you. Nothing else you can worship. So we believe, when we are believing in the messengers of Allah, that all of them have the same message, as far as creed concerns. But their code of laws differ according to what was most suitable during the time of the messenger. and what was most suitable to that specific community. So something where the codes of law differ from one messenger to a different messenger. The code of law that came with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complete and final and comprehensive, because it was intended by Allah to be the code of law for humanity for all time and all places. If all the humans get together and try to produce a code of law, they can never produce a code of law better than the Creator, because He knows you and He knows what's good for you and what's bad for you. So part of our believing in Al-Tawheed is to believe that we have to implement the code of law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and that we have discussed when we were talking about believing in the book of Allah. We get part of believing in the book of Allah to make the book of Allah the judge, to make the book of Allah the ruling power over your affairs. Those messengers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Prophets are awladu Allah. Their religion is one and their legislation is different. Al-anbiya'u awladu Allah. Deenuhum wahid wa shara'i'uhum mukhtalifa. What does it mean, awladu Allah? That means they are a brother to a father and they have different mothers. That means if all of them, they have the same creed, but each one of them have a different code of law that produced and he came to humanity with. And that is reflected in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. For every one of you, we gave you a different code of law and a different methodology. What is left is the creed. Since the creed was not mentioned in this ayah, that means the creed was universal amongst all the messengers. How many we have discussed? 1, 2, 3, 4, and now the fifth issue. That all of them, أَنَّهُمْ جَاءُوا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. They came to give a glad tidings, and they came to warn. They gave the glad tidings, the good news, for those who believed in them, that they would be admitted to paradise. They would be acquiring the pleasure of Allah. And they warned those who opposed them that the wrath of Allah would be over them and they would be admitted to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, in ayah number 163, the continuation of the ayah, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصَصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. We have messengers, some of whom we have told you about, and some of whom we have not told you about. And Allah has spoke to Musa. Those messengers, they came to give the glad tidings and they came to give the warning for the people not to have any excuse against Allah. And human, the son of Adam, very good in offering excuses. Very good. They can make excuses from here until the cow come home. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers. They give you the warning and they give you the good news. So nobody say, well, I did not know. At the school on that Saturday morning they say, I did not know. I forgot my homework. I did this. They give you all kind of excuses. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no excuses. So the messengers, they gave their community the message with the clarity and they warned the people and they gave the glad tidings to the people. And those messengers were sent for the purpose to be obeyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We have sent every messenger for that messenger to be obeyed by the permission of Allah. And that is something that is worth our while to reflect upon. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for us to obey the Prophet by the will of Allah. And if we do not obey the Prophet, we are defying the purpose for which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for. That means that will hinder and put a dent in our belief in the Prophet. If we believe in the Prophet, that means we have to obey him, because this is why he was sent. If we do not obey his teaching, that puts a damper in our belief in him. Is that point clear for everyone? Now those messengers that they were sent, some of them were more predominant than others. Those more predominant, they are called Ulul Azm. And there are five of them. They are Nuh. Who is Nuh? Noah. Ibrahim. Abraham. Musa. Moses. Isa. Jesus. Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those messengers, they are the mighty messengers of Allah. The predominant messengers. They did most of the work. And they struggled the most. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Prophet, فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Be patient, just like those predominant messengers were patient before. As far as believing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to believe in everything that was mentioned here, that he was a human, he came to give the warning and the glad tidings. He gave us the clear message that the creed that he came with is the same as the creed of the previous messenger, the previous messengers, that he came to be obeyed. And he is one of the predominant messengers of Allah. Also we believe that he was the final prophet. Khatam al-Nabiyyin. There was no prophet behind him. And if he is the final prophet, he is the final messenger. Because every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. And the implication of believing in him is to make sure that when we believe in the Prophet, we have to think every thing that he told us is the truth. To authenticate his message. In generality and in specification. So when we believe in the Prophet, we have to make sure that everything that he said, we believe in it to be the truth. We have no doubt about what he said to be false. As far as his speech concerned, because he says the truth, and he is the truth. He did not lie to the people. He did not misguide the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him, وَمَا يَنْطُقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. The Surah Al-Najm. He does not speak out of his own desires and whims. He speaks out of the revelation that he is receiving. And the third issue, the implication of believing in him, is to follow his teaching, to implement his teaching. Lack of following his teaching is a damper in they believe in him. Those who follow his teaching the most are the most believers in him. And those who follow his teaching the least are the least believing in him. And from that basis we know belief is not a constant, but a variable. People vary in the amount of the belief that they carry in their heart. Also, in believing in him, we have to love him. And not only we have to love him, we have to love him more than we love anything else. You love your prophet more than you love your father and your son and everybody else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, no one of you will become a believer until I become more beloved than him, than his father, and his son, and everybody else. This hadith is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. So those who do not love the Prophet at all, they're not believers at all. And those who love their sons and their fathers more than they love the Prophet, they are believers, but they are not the good believers. Belief is not negated altogether out of them, but what is negated, goodness and high level of belief. You love him after everybody else, and that including yourself. And the fifth issue in believing in the Prophet is to make the Prophet the judge in the affairs that you have. And this issue is very important because Allah swears by his own self that the people are not going to become a believer. That the people are not going to become believers until they make the Prophet the judge over their affairs, and then they do not find any difficulty in accepting the judgment of the Prophet, and they surrender to his judgment in totality. Look at the might that is contained in this ayah. Allah is making oath by his own self that the people are not going to be believers until they make the Prophet the judge over their affairs. Those people who reject the judgment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are one of two people. Either they are rejecting his judgment with the implications behind it that they refuse the judgment of the Prophet. They think it's no good. Those people who have this problem, they will be outside the fold of Islam altogether after the proof and the evidence have been presented to them that they have to make the Prophet is the judge over their affairs. After the proof is presented to them and all this understanding are clear in their minds, if they refuse the judgment of the Prophet, they will be outside the fold of Islam. That will negate their belief in the Prophet. But if the person does not implement the rules of the Prophet based on following his whims and desires, this person does not become outside of the fold of Islam. But nevertheless, he will become a fasiq. What is a fasiq? Rebelling? Something like that. Immoral. They say he practices an act of depravity. He's a fasiq. Part of believing also in the Prophet is to support the Prophet. To support our Prophet, to be there for him. Let's move on to the previous issue. Somebody say, how can we make the Prophet the judge over our affairs and he has died? He said his teachings are still alive with us. His sunnah is still alive and kept a record. So we make the judgments that are contained in the book. And that is the ruling of the Prophet. We move on to the sixth issue, and that is to support the Prophet. To stand up for the Prophet. So we have the obligation to support the Prophet and be victorious to him. يجب علينا أن ننصر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن ننصر دين الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وذلك لأن الله عز وجل قال في كتابه فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. Those who believed in him, they supported him and they were victorious to him and followed the light, the guidance that Allah gave him, those are the successful. So our rule and our obligation and part in believing that he is the messenger, we have to support him, support his religion, be victorious to his religion. We'll give you the story of Waraqa ibn Nawfal for you to reflect upon this story. The Prophet, before he was a prophet, when he was about 39 years old or less, he started to go into isolation to reflect on what was going on in this earth. To reflect on the practices of his tribe, Quraysh. They used to worship an idol. They used to make a god made out of dates. If they feel hungry, they eat it. So he used to go to the mountain of Al-Nur to the cave of Hira. And his wife Khadija would give him some food supply and he would go there and sit and reflect on the affairs of this universe. And one time when he was there, Gabriel came to him. Imagine this situation, Ya Aswan. Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes to the door of the cave. And Jibreel walking inside the cave. And then Jibreel takes Prophet Muhammad and gives him a big hug. A big squeeze. And he says to him, read, taqra. He says, ma ana biqari. He says, I cannot read. And then he takes him again and he gives him another big squeeze. And he says to him, read, taqra. He says, ma ana biqari. I cannot read. And then he goes to him and he gives him a third big squeeze and he says to him, read. He says, I do not know how to read. He says, read by the name of your Lord who created. This is how the messenger, the prophet would start with the prophet. He went down the mountain, he went to his wife Khadija. He said, Dammiluni, Dammiluni. I was afraid for myself. Khadija said, by Allah, Allah will not forsake you. You are Fasil al-Rahim. You are the one who connects his family. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْفَهَرِ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. And you help the people when they have calamities and difficulties. And you are hospitable to your company. Allah will not forsake you. I'm going to take you to Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Waraqa ibn Nawfal is Khadija's uncle. Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he left the paganism of Quraysh and he adapted Christianity as his religion because that was the religion at that time. And he read the books in Hebrew. Those books tell about the coming of Prophet Muhammad. Today, you can include that in your paper. Today, the Bible that we have with us still tell about the coming of Muhammad. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament. In Deuteronomy 18:18, it says that a prophet will come like Musa. The interpreters of the Bible, they say that is Jesus. We say there's no comparison between Jesus and Musa. For you, Jesus is the Son of God, and Musa is not the Son of God. What kind of comparison there is? Musa was married, he had children, he struggled, he migrated from his country, and he established religious state and political state. All of that is not applicable to Isa. So where is the comparison? But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything matched. He migrated, he was married, he had children, he migrated, he fought the disbelievers, he was victorious, and he established religious and a political state. And he died. Also, Jesus, peace be upon him, speaks of the coming of the Comforter. The Comforter is not the Holy Spirit, because according to the Bible, the Holy Spirit was there. So why would Jesus say, nevertheless, I should leave for you to receive the Comforter? If the Comforter was, nevertheless, the Holy Spirit. Because according to them, the Holy Spirit was with them. Why would Jesus make his departure a condition for the people to receive something that was already there? That does not add up. So the Comforter that Jesus spoke about is Muhammad, who said Allah will put the word in his mouth and he will say the truth. Muhammad is the truthful who spoke the word of God, who spoke the Quran, the revelation. So when Muhammad went to Waraqa bin Nawfal, and Waraqa bin Nawfal knew about the Muhammad, he said, this is the system of Allah. You have received what Musa received before you. If I am a young man, when your people will drive you out of your country, I will support you. If Waraqa bin Nawfal was a young man, لو كنت جدعا إذ أخرجك قومك لنصرتك. If I was a young man, when people will drive you out, I will support you. He was old and he died after that. But you are young. You and me are young. Can you support the Prophet? When the Muslims are driven out of their countries and out of their land, and being killed and genocided, can you support the Prophet? You are jada'an, you are young. Are you wasting your time by putting all of your capacity and all your ability to bounce a ball around? Or to watch some low-life people on the TV, singers and dancers and prostitutes and hookers? This is how the young man supports his religion, sitting playing cards and backgammon and gossiping. If I was a young man, I would support you. You and me are young. We can support our religion by studying our religion, by knowing what Allah reveals in this religion, by enlightening ourselves in the brightness of the Quran and the Sunnah, by delivering ourselves from the ignorance that we live in. So part of believing of the Prophet is to believe in him and to support him. Also to believe that he was sent for humanity, not only to the Arab, not to the Pakistani, not to the certain people. He was sent for everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him in the Quran, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. I am the messenger for everybody. So he is the messenger for the people in China now. They can know about him. They can enlighten themselves about him. But people, ya akhwan, nowadays, they are heedless to the issue of religion. They do not want to talk about religion. They think religion is something that is no consideration and it's a private thing. You have whatever religion you want. But we have all the atrocities that are committed. Transport mafia. They go to a school, boom, they shoot 15 people. Where did that come from? A vacuum? Or from the atrocities that take place in the society and nobody give any advice? Teenage pregnancy in the school, which epidemic. Where does that come from? Where fornication and adultery among young, they become something of a good practice. Until we've heard lately in Orlando, there was a man who slept with his sons and his family. Did you hear about him? He was practicing incest. And when he was asked about it, he said in a straight face, the family that lays together stays together. I ask you by Allah, by God, that starts today. How would you know, maybe 100 years down the road, that will be an acceptable practice? Wasn't sodomy, homosexuality, forbidden 20 years ago and now it's an acceptable practice? Wasn't adultery 100 years ago something that was not accepted in a society and now it's accepted? For anybody who cognizes, for anybody who can reflect, they can see a trend. How the humanity is going down the drain simply because they are putting their religion aside. Every human being, they have to take it upon themselves to find the truth about what came from their creator. So we believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent for everybody. And we believe that he was sent for everybody, not as a punishment, but as a mercy. A mercy to you. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have sent you as a mercy for everything. He's not come to you to interlock your life with complications and difficulties, and people say, well, you know, it's very hard to practice Islam. You have to do this and you have to do that. We say, you're hard, your life is hard as it is, but you do not see it, you do not realize it. Islam will make your life easy. It will flow smoothly. Things will be in perspective. When Allah is forbidding you from doing something, He is doing that, Akhi Luqman, for your own benefit. And when He is allowing you to do something, it's for your own benefit. If some of you get sick in your stomach and you feel sharp pain and you go to the doctor and the doctor says to you, do not eat potatoes, it's bad for you, would you eat potatoes? Can the doctor be mistaken in his judgment? Is there a possibility?
Yes.
Huh? There is a possibility.
Yes.
He's not perfect. Nevertheless, the people will go with the doctor says, because he knows about the affairs of this medicine. How about the creators of heavens and earth? The one that does not make any mistake, the one who is perfect. When he tells you do not do that, it's bad for you. Why people do not respond? When Allah says that people do not eat a riba, people do not respond. When Allah says to the people, do not save your fears to the men, people do not respond. What's wrong with you? لَوْ كُنْتُ جَزَعًا. I will support you when people drag you out of your... Support the Prophet by implementing his religion. The least that you can do. The least that we can do. Where are we from those meanings? The Prophet came as a mercy for everybody. And everything that Allah told us not to do, it's for our own benefit. So why we are hesitant and reluctant and we do not do it and we just look at it and we are so heedless to the situation? Where are our desire for success? Where are our boiling motion to realize the year after? To get to paradise? To be upon and resemble ourselves with the Prophet ﷺ? It's not worked out with what is it called with the commercial gelate sensation and all of that commercial that they do when you shave, you feel very nice and smooth and all of that. And the woman come and touches your face and you feel great. I know about those situations. Where did that go? All of that went. And we put the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam aside, Ya Akhi Khalid. All of the messengers of God, they were reported to have beards. Until, Ya Akhi Harun, what did he say to Musa? He said, do not hold me with my beard. That means the beard was long enough to be held. Not by shadow, 5 o'clock shadow beard. Casanova. You're trying to be. We are the people who are really realizing that the Prophet was a sent a mercy for you. So every rule and regulation that he gave, put upon you, is due to the mercy of Allah. And when you do it, you are doing good to your own self. Allah is not going to lose anything if you do not obey. Allah is not going to have his kingdom out of control if you deal in riba. It's for your own benefit. So part in believing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was sent a mercy for humanity. And that mercy encompasses everything. Even the animals. The Prophet was sent a mercy for the animals. Because he taught us to deal with animals with kindness. He said, I saw a woman in the hellfire because of a cat. She had this cat, she locked it up, she never fed the cat, nor she let the cat go to eat. He went to a garden and he saw a camel. And the camel cried to the Prophet, and that was in his miracle. And the Prophet understood that the owner of the camel was not dealing with the camel with ease. So the Prophet is a mercy not only to humans, but to animals. One of his mercy, he used to make his khutbah next to a trunk of a date tree. And then somebody built for him the minbar, who will be on the sunnah, 3 steps. He built for him the minbar that we are trying to acquire, inshaAllah. No, he built a minbar for him. So the trunk was removed. When the trunk was removed, the companion heard the trunk crying because he was removed from being close to the Prophet. That is hadith in Ahad al-Sahihin. This is a miracle for the Prophet. And now we have people who are staying away very much from the Prophet by their practices, yet they are laughing about it. Who have more sensation? The trunk of the dead date tree or those people who are staying away from the Prophet, yet they are laughing about it? Or the trunk, when it was removed from the Prophet, the trunk was crying. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are aligning themselves with Allah and His messengers. So all the messengers, and we believe in them, we believe all of them came from Allah, all of them are true messengers, all of them, they delivered the message, and their delivery had no ambiguity. And we do not make any distinction between them. We do not make any distinction between the messengers. We believe that Isa is specific, that he is the messenger of Allah, but he was the son of Mary. He was not God, nor in God's shape, nor in God's format, nor he had any divinity to him. And he asked the children of Israel to worship Allah. And then Isa, he was taken to the sky, he was never killed or crucified, and he will come back at the end of time and continue the message, and he will be falling to the religion of Islam when he will come back. We believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger. He communicated the message with clarity. He gave warning and he gave the glad tidings. We have to believe in him. We have to make to believe in all of what he said are authentic, and we have to follow him. Lack of following him represents lack and put a damper in our belief on in him. The one who follows him the most, the one who is implementing his belief the most. We have to love him, and we make him the judge over our affairs. And after his death, we make his sunnah, his teaching, the judge over our affairs. We have to support him, to support his religion, and to stand for his religion, and that by educating ourselves and implementing this religion. Remember what Waraqa bin Nawfal said. What did he say? If he was a young man, but we are young, so we can do that. And he was sent for humanity, and he was sent as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. And if you have any questions, we try to answer them in the next few moments, and inshallah.
You mentioned that every prophet can be a messenger, no messenger can be a prophet.
No, the vice versa.
Every messenger can be a prophet.
Every messenger is a prophet.
No.
Not every prophet is a messenger.
What's the difference between messenger and prophet?
Good question. The messenger who came to lay a message to the people, he came with new information. But the prophet, he came with remembrance to remind the people of the teaching of Allah, but he did not bring a new message. That is the difference. Clear?
Were the prophet saints teaching from Allah or just from their education?
No, from Allah. The prophet is from Allah.
Messengers and the prophet are sent from Allah.
Yes.
Their followers were the prophet were killed.
Yes.
If Allah sent them, he just personally.
Many messengers were killed by their people. Many messengers were killed by their people. As in the hadith of the first chapter in the Tawheed, or in the next chapter, where it says, the nation were made to parade before me, and I saw the Prophet as he had a man, and the Prophet who had two men, and a Prophet who had nobody believed in him. So some messengers were killed by their people, and some messengers, they were victorious.
In relationship to that, as Muslims, we try to establish a jamaat that serves Allah and follows the sunnah.
Yeah.
Should we concern ourselves with those who lack what we consider moral and moral stamina and restrictions?
Of course. How can you build a nation without foundation? You have to have the people. If the people are weak, the nation is weak. So we have to consider ourselves with those who defy the religion by their practices. We have to call them to the path of Allah and invite them to practice the religion truly with good understanding and correct understanding for us to have the foundation of building our community. But if our community is made up of people who do not adhere to the religion, those people who are away from the correct practices, we're going to have weak communities and we're going to have scattered people. So the most important factor in unifying our community and making our community strong is to have serious individuals about the religion who practice this religion in the community and call the rest of the community to do the same. Yes, in the time of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the time of Abu Bakr, in the time of Umar, in the time of Ali, in the time of Muawiyah, in the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, when in the time of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, there is many times, in the times of Al-Harun al-Rashid, there is many times when Islam was prevailed greatly. Yes, many times when Islam was prevailed and strong and the people were on the truth. Alhamdulillah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. There will always be those group of my nation who will be always victorious with the truth. So from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the time comes, there will be always a group of the great nation of Muslims, they will be victorious with the truth, supporting the truth, calling for the truth, and they have the truth established. And that will be continual. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ Always we are, that is present all the time. Therefore, we always ask the people to stay away and get off the benches and get into the real field of Islam. Get into to be and to align yourself with the victorious group who are victorious by studying this religion and knowing this religion and implementing the religion.
Have any other questions?
No, I was just referring before the Day of Judgment. Jesus in Islam did not die, nor he was crucified. Allah escalated Jesus, Isa ibn Maryam, and when the time comes, he will come back on earth and he will affiliate himself with those people who are victorious in the religion, and they will fight the Dajjal, the Antichrist, and the Dajjal will be killed. And after that, Jesus will rule the earth for a while, and during his ruling time, things will be in peace and in tranquility. Until the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the gazal will go by the lion and the lion will not jump on the gazal and eat it. So that will happen when Jesus, peace be upon him, the son of Maryam, will come back, because he's a human. He never died and he has to come back on earth to die on earth. And he is a Muslim because he is a submitter. He submitted to Allah and he called the people to worship Allah. And he will come back, believe it in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa jazakumullahu khairan.